If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Bondi Beach gunman faces 15 charges of murder. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
An accused gunman in Sydney's Bondi Beach massacre has been charged with 59 offences, including 15 charges of murder, as hundreds of mourners gather in Sydney to begin funerals for the victims. Two shooters slaughtered 15 people on Sunday in an anti-Semitic mass shooting targeting Jews celebrating Hanukkah at Bondi Beach. And more than 20 other people are still being treated in hospitals. All those killed by the gunmen who have been identified so far were Jewish. As probes unfold, Australia faces a social and political reckoning about anti-Semitism, gun control, and whether police protection for Jews at events such as Sundays are sufficient for the threats they face. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Warner Brothers is telling shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying that a rival bid from Netflix will be better for customers. Paramount went hostile with its bid last week, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. The price of U.S. crude briefly surged more than 2% after President Trump ordered a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. U.S. forces seized a tanker off the country's coast last week. The U.S. is putting pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Trump has alleged that Venezuela is using oil money to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. Officials in Massachusetts have launched a homicide investigation after a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology was fatally shot at his home in Brookline. Nuno Loureiro, a 47-year-old physicist and fusion scientist, was shot Monday. He died at a local hospital on Tuesday, according to the Norfolk District Attorney's Office. This is AP News. Members of a secretive California religious group have been charged with two murders.
Daryl Martin, his wife Shelley Martin, and Andre Thomas, members of a religious group based in Hemet, have been charged with murder in the 2010 death of Thomas's 4-year-old son, Timothy. A statement from San Bernardino County DA Jason Anderson describes Shelley as a leader and prophet of a religious high-control group called His Way Spirit-Led Assemblies. Police say the little boy died after his parents placed him with the Martins, who then prevented Timothy from receiving treatment for appendicitis. Shelley Martin has also been charged in the death of 40-year-old Emilio Ganem. Ganem was a former His Way member who moved to Nashville, but when he traveled back to California in 2023, he disappeared. Ganem's burnt-out rental pickup truck was found in the Mojave Desert, but his body was never recovered. Investigators say new information from former His Way members helped lead to the charges. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the 5 cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown v. Board of Education. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The Commonwealth of Virginia will now be properly represented by an actual patriot who embodied the principle of liberty and justice for all.
Johns died in 1991 at age 56. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Water, Washington.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. In a social media post, Trump alleges the government of Nicolas Maduro is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes, saying Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. Trump vowed it will only get bigger until the country gives the U.S. oil, land, and assets he maintains they previously stole from us. Venezuela's government has accused Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation with what it calls a reckless and grave threat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's White House chief of staff is offering an unvarnished take on her boss and those around him. The woman the president calls the Ice Maiden rarely speaks in public, but in a series of interviews published in Vanity Fair, Susie Wiles was stunningly candid, criticizing Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case, describing the president, who does not drink, as having an alcoholic's personality, and characterizing Vice President J.D. Vance as a calculating conspiracy theorist. Wiles' observations sent the West Wing into damage control mode. She says the article was a hit piece. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt's take?
Disingenuous reporting, where you have a reporter who took the chief of staff's words wildly out of context.
Still, the piece raised questions about whether Wiles might be on her way out. Asked if he still has confidence in her, President Trump told the New York Post, she's fantastic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include 5 more countries and impose new limits on others. The decision follows the arrest of an Afghan national suspected of shooting 2 National Guard troops over Thanksgiving weekend. In June, President Donald Trump announced that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions. The Republican administration announced it was adding Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria. An additional 15 countries are also being added to the list of countries facing partial restrictions, including Angola, Benin, Gambia, Nigeria, Senegal, and Zimbabwe, among others. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says the public will not get to see unedited video of a boat strike that killed survivors in the Caribbean. After briefing senators with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Hegseth says members of the 2 Armed Services Committees will get to see the video, but he's not saying if all lawmakers will. And
of course, we're not going to release a top secret, full unedited video of that to the general public.
The 2 secretaries defended the boat strikes and growing military escalation off Venezuela as helping stop drugs from reaching the U.S. Bipartisan investigations are looking into the strikes, and California Democrat Adam Schiff is among those questioning how it's all being done.
I found the legal explanations and the strategic explanations incoherent.
Schiff says he'll push for the Senate to vote on making the video public. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Wisconsin judge has ruled that 2 aides to President Donald Trump must face trial in a 2020 fake elector scheme. The charges relate to attempts by the former aides to present a slate of Republican electors to Congress, falsely claiming that President Trump had won Wisconsin in 2020, even though he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. The Wisconsin case is moving forward even as others in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have stalled. Last year, a special prosecutor dropped a federal case alleging Trump conspired to overturn the 2020 election. A Dane County Circuit judge ruled that there was probable cause to proceed with the 11 felony forgery charges against Jim Tropis, who was Trump's campaign attorney in Wisconsin, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Officials say talks with President Donald Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, have led to a narrowing of differences on security guarantees that Kyiv says must be provided, as well as Moscow's demand that Ukraine concede land in the Donbas region in the country's east. While German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says what the US has put on the table here in Berlin in terms of legal and material guarantees is truly remarkable, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky points out questions of Ukraine's post-war security and the fate of occupied territories that have been the main obstacles in the talks so far. Zelensky emphasizes that any Western security assurances would need to be legally binding and supported by the U.S. Congress. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prosecutors say Rob Reiner's son, Nick, will be charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announced the charges against 32-year-old Nick Reiner at a news conference.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces a special allegation that he personally used a dangerous and deadly weapon, that being a knife.
The announcement of the charges came 2 days after the famed actor and director, Rob Reiner, and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, were found dead in their Los Angeles home. Nick's attorney, Alan Jackson, said medical reasons kept his client from making his first court appearance Tuesday. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell.
This case is heartbreaking and deeply personal, not only for the Reiner family and their loved ones, but for our entire city. We extend our deepest condolences to all of those who were affected by this tragedy.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Dr. Mark Chavez, who pleaded guilty in a scheme to supply ketamine to actor Matthew Perry, has been sentenced to 8 months of home confinement and 3 years of supervised release. In 2023, the Friends star died from an overdose. He'd struggled with addiction and depression. Ketamine is legal for depression, but Perry was taking more than his prescribed allotment by buying it from other doctors. Chavez had acquired the ketamine and given it to Dr. Salvador Plasencia, who sold it to Perry. Earlier this month, Plasencia was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Three other people, including a dealer known as the Ketamine Queen, pleaded guilty to drug-related charges stemming from Perry's death. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators released a new video timeline and a slightly clearer image of the man suspected in the Brown University shooting. Police have been canvassing homes in Providence, Rhode Island, yards and dumpsters too, in search of videos or other clues that might help them catch the gunman. Two students were killed. There is new footage of the man taken before the attack. It shows him running at times along quiet and empty residential streets near campus. Police Colonel Oscar Perez is asking people to take a look at it.
You want to focus on the body movements, the way the person moved their arms.
Kathy Cooper says she had an unsettled feeling when a person of interest was released.
And yet, at the same time, I feel like our neighborhood is swarming with cops. And so in that way, I feel like it's pretty unlikely that the shooter would come back.
The attack and the shooter's escape have raised questions about a lack of security cameras at Brown and led to calls for better locks on campus doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities around Providence, Rhode Island have fanned out to calm worries about the Brown University shooter still on the loose. Additional police have been sent to Providence schools to reassure worried parents that their kids will be safe with the Brown University shooter on the loose, and no indication yet that investigators have zeroed in on a specific suspect in the weekend attack. Authorities released several new videos of the man suspected in the mass shooting inside of a Brown classroom, which killed 2 students and wounded 9 others. At a news conference Monday night, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ted Docks said investigators are seeking the public's help in finding the suspect.
The FBI is now offering a reward of $50,000 for information that could lead to the identification, the arrest, and the conviction of the individual responsible, who we believe to be armed and dangerous.
In the 5 videos authorities released of the suspect, he's wearing a mask or his face was turned. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Thousands of Seattle-area residents have been forced from their homes by flooding, and officials say conditions in the region may get worse before it gets better.
We expect additional widespread flooding across the state today and tomorrow.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says one man was found dead in a submerged car.
In Snohomish County, on behalf of the people of the state of Washington, we extend our condolences to that man's family and loved ones for what's obviously a very challenging time.
Officials there say the majority of rescue calls have been for people trying to drive through rising water or who didn't expect their houses to be flooded and wouldn't leave when they were told. Officials lifted an evacuation alert in King County, east of the Green River, but over 200 homes had to be evacuated in the city of Pacific after a levee breach early Tuesday morning. The Valley Regional Fire Authority says crews pulled some of the flood victims out from the windows of their apartments. I'm Jennifer King.
An apparent road rage incident near JFK Airport leads to shots being fired by a Customs and Border Protection officer from one car at someone from a second vehicle, which fled the scene following what's said to be an altercation. The Port Authority police say the early morning incident is under investigation. It took place Tuesday, temporarily shutting down parts of the Van Wyck Expressway, closing an exit ramp to Kennedy Airport airport and snarling traffic. The CBP officer told police he fired his duty weapon several times during the altercation in self-defense. Julie Walker, New York.
Police say an American man has died in Slovenia, apparently after falling off a climbing path in the Alps. The 33-year-old man's family said he set off on Monday morning towards Slovenia's highest peak, Mount Triglav, and disappeared, the SDA news agency reports. The man's body was found around 1 a.m. on Tuesday at the bottom of a mountain trail in the north of the country. Initial findings suggest he'd fallen down a steep slope. The man's identity has not been revealed. Slovenia is a popular destination for both hikers and climbers, with its many routes through the Julian Alps. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted through a mixed day of trading on Wall Street. That came after several reports on the economy did little to clear up uncertainty about where interest rates are going. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The index is just a bit below the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 302 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Energy companies mostly fell after the price of crude oil dropped to its lowest level since 2021. ExxonMobil pulled back 2.6%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.15%. Seth Soutell, New York.
The jobs market remains both sluggish and confusing. The government reports American employers added a decent 64,000 jobs last month, but the economy lost 105,000 in October as federal workers left following Trump administration cutbacks. Both monthly reports were late because of the government shutdown. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Last week, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for a third time this year, amid fears about a jobs market, which Chair Jerome Powell warns is even weaker than it appears.
It's a labor market that seems to have significant downside risks.
The jobs report is among several big economic indicators this week. An inflation update Thursday is expected to show consumer prices were 3.1% higher last month than a year before. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Knicks overcame an 11-point second-half deficit to beat the Spurs 124-113 and win the NBA Cup. Jalen Brunson had 25 points and was named NBA Cup MVP.
I'm very excited. It's a goal of ours that we get to check off.
Commissioner Adam Silver says the league plans to decide on domestic expansion next year. College hoops Duke's John Shire became the fastest coach in ACC history to reach 100 wins in number 3 Duke's 97-73 rout of Lipscomb. Kurt Cignetti has been named the Associated Press Coach of the Year in college football for the second consecutive season. He is the first coach to win the award back-to-back since it was first presented in 1998. Cignetti has led Indiana to unprecedented success. The Hoosiers are 13-0 this year, Big Ten champions for the first time since 1967, and the top seed in the college football playoff. Cignetti received 47 first-place votes. Texas Tech's Joey McGuire and Vanderbilt's Clark Lee received two each. Virginia's Tony Elliott got one. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love is entering the NFL draft. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel says he is considering a quarterback change amid Tua Tagovailoa's struggles, and Terrence Crawford, boxing's top pound-for-pound fighter, is retiring with a 42-0 record. FIFA slashed the prices of some World Cup tickets for teams' most loyal fans following a global backlash. Some fans will get $60 seats for the final instead of being asked to pay $4,185. FIFA said Tuesday that some $60 tickets will be made available for every game in North America, going to the national federations whose teams are playing. Those federations decide how to distribute them to fans who have attended previous games at home and on the road. Fans worldwide reacted with shock and anger last week at FIFA's ticketing plans. The men's basketball game between Brown and Southern California, set for Sunday in Los Angeles, has been canceled. So has the women's game against Monmouth, which was set for Sunday in Rhode Island. Brown athletic officials announced both cancellations Tuesday. USC said the schools mutually agreed on the decision following the mass shooting on the Ivy League school's campus in Providence last Saturday. Brown's next game is scheduled for December 31st at home. The Trojans will play against a yet-to-be-announced opponent on Sunday at Galen Center. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
South African authorities say a center processing applications for the U.S. refugee program has been raided by immigration and law enforcement officers, and seven Kenyan nationals have been arrested for working there illegally. The center was processing applications by white South Africans under the Trump administration. New program giving them priority for refugee status in the US. The raids bound to increase tensions between the two countries. Donald Trump has been especially critical of the South African government since he returned to office, claiming the country is violently persecuting its white Afrikaner minority and also pursuing an anti-American foreign policy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A driver in England who injured more than 130 people when he plowed his minivan into a crowd of soccer fans celebrating Liverpool's Premier League championship has been sentenced to over 21 years in prison Tuesday. Judge Andrew Menery called the footage truly shocking.
It is difficult, if not impossible, to convey in words alone the scene of devastation you caused. It shows you quite deliberately accelerating into groups of fans time and time again.
Prosecutors say Paul Doyle flew into a fury because he couldn't get where he was going fast enough to pick up friends. Doyle sobbed during the two-day sentencing as prosecutors detailed the May 26 crime. He had pleaded guilty to 31 counts. A defense lawyer said he was horrified by what he did and did not expect sympathy. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.